Okay.
There you go.
Okay, today is March 10th. It is 1:04 p.m. My name is Keith Jansen. I'm District South Independent Oversight Committee Chairperson. I'd like to thank everybody for coming. Can I get the District South IOC members to introduce themselves? Angela.
Hi, it's Angela Biesemer, IOC member, District South.
Okay, Mario.
Hi, good afternoon. This is Mario, IOC District South Vice Chair.
Okay, Leslie.
Good afternoon. My name is Leslie Leon, District South IOC member.
And Rachel.
Rachel Kundrat, District South IOC member.
Okay. Now we're going to go down the list. Joseph, Trace.
Joe Tracewell, District South QA manager.
Okay. So, you know, Wendy.
Hi, Wendy Herring, OIFA at Mercy Care.
Okay. See now. JJ.
JJ Jensen, District South QA Supervisor.
Okay. Ms. McQuaid.
Good afternoon, everyone. Joan McQuaid, CARES Administration Manager, here supporting Michelle and Morgan.
Okay. Larry.
Good afternoon. Larry Allen with Arizona Department of Administration.
Okay. Mr. Wilson. Ian.
Star six, if you're double muted. I know he has problems sometimes with connecting to
these. He's left the meeting. He'll probably come back in.
Yeah.
Okay. Ms. Hedges.
Hi, everyone. Christina Hedges, Division OIFA Administrator.
Okay. And Mr. Miller.
Andrew Miller, Incident Management Specialist here in South DDD QA.
Ms. O'Hara.
Hi, everyone. Morgan O'Hara, DDD Independent Oversight Committee Liaison for District Central, East, and North with the CARES Administration.
Okay. And Mrs. Rademacher.
Hi, this is Michelle Rademacher, DDD Independent Oversight Committee Liaison with the CARES Administration.
Okay. Did I miss anybody? Okay. As I said, welcome. We've done the introductions. Does anybody have any objections to any items on the agenda? Or disclosure of any interests?
No objections.
Okay, no objections, and everybody consented. That was the first question I was asking. Okay, first thing I want to do is District South Independent Oversight Committee member updates and key communications. One thing I wanted to say to all my IOC members is please keep track of any training you do. What the training is. You don't need to know the exact date that you did it, but keep track of that training. So when the annual report gets submitted, I have everybody's name and what training they've done this year. And just to remind people, the state calendar runs from July 1st to June 30th. So any training you've done within that 1 year period goes on that report under your name. So please keep track of that. And as we get closer to the time, I will be in touch with everybody and make sure that the information that I'm providing to the state is updated and correct. I know everybody's done some training, because even the training you do with Michelle to when you become a new member, that's training if you're a new member. So how are you doing, Angela?
I'm doing fine. I haven't had any new training recently. Just last training was with Michelle.
Okay. When, well, like you have to do Article 9 training every year.
Mm-hmm.
So if, you know, you're going to have to do that sometime within the calendar year.
Correct.
So make sure to write that down.
Yes, I will.
Okay. I'm just trying to keep everybody straight ahead of time instead of behind time. Mario.
I'm good as far as training, DDD trainings, you mean, or?
Yeah, DDD trainings, anything you might have been on TRACOR and trained, because that's Arizona State training. Which counts.
I was trying to log into my Arizona Department of Administration account. I sent an email, or I tried to send an email. I couldn't find where to recuperate my password.
Just to let you know, they have a new policy. Every 90 days, you got to change your password.
It's been a while. So how do I go about doing that? Do you guys know?
Yeah, I do. I'll talk to you later after the meeting.
Okay.
They'll be able to give you some help. See now, Leslie.
Yeah, I'm doing good. I should be up to date with the training.
Okay. And Rachel.
We just did the law training, and I don't know if this counts because it's not DDD, but I'm going to be doing positive behavior support through Raising Special Kids.
Yes, that counts.
Woo-woo. I'm excited, yeah. But it's not DDD, but it's through, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's still DES-based training. It's just given by a company or whatever.
I have a question. Do you just need the dates and what the training
is? No. Just need what you trained in.
Oh, okay.
Just for instance, your Article 9.
Okay. I have that in positive behavior support as well.
Okay. That you did
about 2 months ago?
Since July
yes.
1st.
Yes.
Of 2024. Okay. Just keep track of those trainings. I'll be in touch with you as time gets closer for the report to get that information from you. I just didn't want you guys to lose track and then have to go, what did I do? What did I do? You know, that's the wrong time to do it. Mr. Wilson is here.
Hi, Keith. Thank you. Yep. Ian Wilson here, everybody, with United Healthcare.
Okay. Glad to have you here. Okay, so we have talked to the IOC committee. Anything special upcoming from anybody in the IOC committee? Okay. You're hearing nothing. We'll move on with the meeting. Discussion and review of incident reports and behavior plans. Remember, you cannot discuss individual IRs, because that would be forbidden except for an executive session. But are you having any problems with IRs or behavior plans? Or are you doing all right? You're keeping up? Anybody got anything to say? Nobody has anything to say?
I don't have any problems, or haven't been having any problems. And one thing I will say I appreciate is the summary that we get after a few couple weeks of reviewing incident reports. I think that's been very, very helpful.
Hear that, Joseph? Yeah. Nah, we appreciate that. Rachel?
Well, I just know that I haven't been doing my incident reports, and I think Keith has been doing them for me. And I do hope to, you know, get my life in control. If anyone has any suggestions, I'm just kidding, I'm sorry. I need better time management, I know that. You know, there's stuff going on with the kiddo that takes a lot of my brain capacity.
Okay.
But I just want to, like, thank you and acknowledge that I feel like I'm not quite doing my part there. And I appreciate you for picking up the slack.
That's all right. That's what a chairperson's for. That's why I try to contact you guys during the month, see how things are going, any problems. You guys may have noticed I talked with Michelle earlier. One thing I can talk about with the IRs was there were two sets of reports sent out with March 3rd on them. And one of them went from like February 28th to March 3rd. And another set went out from the 3rd to the 4th. So the 3rd was covered twice. I'm not talking about you, JJ. I'm just talking about how they got sent out to us. Yeah, go ahead, Michelle.
Yeah, sorry about that, committee. What we did is there was a mislabel on the folders. I do appreciate Keith letting me know about that, because I don't want you to have to read IRs twice. So I did check the folders to make sure that we didn't make that mistake where you were actually reading the same reports over and over again. And I was happy to report back to Keith that we didn't make that mistake where you were reading the same reports over and over again. Unfortunately, we did have a little labeling problem with the folders.
Okay, can I ask you a question? Yeah. This stuff, the set that was sent out that said the 3rd and the 4th, was that just the 4th, or was that the 4th and the 5th?
That was just the 4th, I believe. I'd have to go back and investigate that again. One second.
Because I was thinking, if the other one already covered the 3rd, did it cover 2 days or just one? I was just curious.
Yeah. No, we labeled those the 3rd to the 4th. But they were only the 4th, because you had already gotten the 3rd.
Okay. I was just curious. That's the biggest problem we have. I don't think anybody here is, you know, yelling. let's see now. Discussion and review of possible action on committee membership. Anything from any of the members?
Nothing from me. I haven't heard of anybody interested.
Mario?
No, nothing for me.
Rachel?
This is regarding finding new members?
Yeah, or even possible new members.
No, but when I start going to these new agencies, I will definitely spread the word. I'll be going to CASA, De Los Niños, and probably Easter Seals for services.
Okay. Just a simple, you'll look at it in the future, you know, type of thing.
Yes, sir.
Leslie, anything from you?
None from me. But I will try to get people from my university.
Okay, that's good. That's fine. If you need help, you can always talk to Larry and, you know, see what help he might be able to give you. It depends on the situation. Myself, I almost had a surgeon. He was ready to put in the paperwork, and the Army said no. He's got to leave. So they were going to put him here, and he doesn't know why, because they don't do surgery here. But he said, seeing how I'm here, yeah, sure, you know, I'll help out. Then the Army went and took him away from us. So I'm trying. Okay. Anybody else have any possibilities for us on the committee membership? Okay. This is one meeting I think the volunteer coordinator should be at. Michelle, can you please get in contact with her for the next meeting and ask her to attend?
The volunteer coordinator, if you would like to attend at the April meeting, is that correct?
Yes, because that way they can give us any updates they have on possible membership.
Okay, we can see if they've got room in their schedule and request that. I'll report back.
Okay, thank you very much. It's an idea, but, you know, we got to try anything we can right now to continue to increase our numbers. And plus anything we might hear, just something in the wind, they need to know about so they can follow up on it also.
Okay. And so the committee is aware, in your shared folder, we do have some brochures and information that's printable. If you want something in print form to hand out, just let us know. We'd be happy to mail those out to you. When I say us, let me know. And I also know that Larry's working on a new pamphlet for the IOC and new business cards for the IOC with the new state logo on them. So I'm not certain when they'll be available, but I will be able to order those from the warehouse and mail those out to you as well. So you know, for recruitment purposes.
Okay. And just so especially Leslie knows, we have business cards. And what you can do is just fill in your name and if you want your phone number, and it tells them, you know, you're with the IOC. But on the back side, it'll also have a Phoenix number. But that way they'll be able to get in touch with you because, you know, you're the person in the trenches. You know what's going on right around you. Whereas the people in Phoenix, no insult meant to them. They don't know what's going on in Sierra Vista so far as job fairs, you know, who to talk to, you know, that you've already talked to. Etc. So that's a difference. And plus, a lot of people don't even know IOC exists. And this way, it's a way to let them know, yeah, we exist, and here's who we are, and here's what we do. and the big money we make.
Okay.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Okay. Staff updates from the Division of Developmental Disabilities.
This is Christina. I can jump in and go first if that's okay, Michelle. So all of the information that was gathered from the multiple strategic planning stakeholder sessions and the strategic planning survey has been compiled, and division executive leaders spent about 2 full days last week discussing what trends they saw from the feedback and what should be incorporated into the new strategic plan moving forward. So as we continue to develop that and learn what exactly is going to be covered in the strategic plan, we will bring that back to you for additional feedback as needed. But that's kind of just where that lies right now. So as soon as we know anything else, we'll present it to you all. Keith.
I want to make sure everybody understands. You're talking about a strategic plan. Could you please break that down? We have, like, Leslie's a brand new member.
Starting at the end of last year, the division had rolled out plans to kind of create our first new strategic plan within, I believe, about a decade. So we held various different meetings throughout the state, both virtually and in person, with different groups of stakeholders to really gather information about what people felt was most important to include in the strategic plan. In addition to having those meetings, we also sent out a survey. I believe something around, I'm not entirely sure, I believe around 1,000 people filled out the survey. And there was stakeholder meetings with each of the 5 IOCs, Raising Special Kids, Ability 360, just a bunch of different stakeholder groups, members, self-advocates included. So the division staff, the executive leaders, took all of that information. They read through every single survey response and every single note that was taken in all of the stakeholder meetings. And last week they spent time really kind of sifting through all of that and figuring out what they wanted to move forward into the strategic plan. And I believe they don't have that timeline in front of me, but the hope is that it will be rolled out by July, I want to say.
By the beginning of next year.
Okay, that's sure. If it's at the beginning of next year, then that's when it is. I'm not sure. I don't have it in front of me.
Well, July 1st is the beginning of the fiscal year for Arizona.
True.
That's why I said next year.
Got it. Okay. Thanks, Keith. The other thing we have going on is that the support coordinators started training on the new person-centered needs assessment. It's a 3-day training that's being rolled out with the goal of ensuring support coordinators have a really good understanding of assessing the needs of individuals and their families. This training is one of the many steps that the division is completing in order to try to acquire our accreditation from the National Committee on Quality Assurance for case management for long-term supports and services. So that training has rolled out. It just started rolling out. And it really is meant to help support coordinators look at members as kind of a whole person to really be in line with the whole person initiative versus breaking down each kind of area of a person's life. I think that's really all the updates that I have. Does anybody else have any questions?
No, to me, when I read that, it from my medical background, it was like, treat the whole patient, not just the symptom.
Correct, yeah. Yep.
That's what it reminded me of. Anybody else? From the Division of Developmental Disabilities staff updates? Hearing nothing, we're going to move on.
District South. I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
District South QA is now finally fully staffed. We had hired a fact finder. incident specialist, and she started last Monday. So hopefully that will give us a little bit, a few more resources as far as our responsiveness to various things, including the IOC questions.
Oh, okay. That's good to hear. Anything else from developmental disabilities staff updates?
Hi, this is Joan.
Go ahead, Joan.
Just to let you know, we're fully staffed. We no longer have a backlog, as you've noticed. Incident reports are getting redacted and sent out to all the districts in a much more timely manner. And we are going to be working with PRC to help them get caught up with their behavior treatment plan redactions. So that's something we've got in the process. Is there anything else, Michelle, that I may have forgotten?
I don't think so.
Okay. Yeah, that's all we have.
Okay. Just to let you know that I have put out to my IOC members that to be fair, that Michelle and her team have to try to get those out to us within like 4 days, that we should have the same common courtesy and try to review them and send back the results within another 4 to 5 days. Because that way, if they're doing that much, we should do at least that much, and it keeps the system balanced. Because they're getting back.
It's also more current information when quality is getting questions. It's going to be on something that was either closed recently or opened recently, rather than things that are going way back. So it helps them as well.
Yeah, and it also stops a backlog. Mm-hmm. So that's what I mean, a total balance.
Thank you, Keith.
So we're trying to do our part. Okay, anything from the Department of Administration? Larry.
Good afternoon. A couple updates. Like Michelle alluded to a minute ago, we do have some new recruitment items for you guys. We do have we updated our trifold brochure. It's got a QR code on the back so they can scan it with their cell phone and it takes them right to the application. So it's a pretty slick little thing for them. And also we created some generic business cards for you. It's got your name on it. Then on the back of the card, it has the cadence of your meeting and when it happens, and our website, to where they can scan that and go right to your landing page. So I can email you the draft copies I have for you, and if you want some, I can get those ordered for you. So I can get those out to you. I'll get that email out to the committee probably this afternoon. I just got that approved this morning, so I'm putting all that together. Let's see, what else? The Trade Corp training, has everybody had a chance to get that done for the committee?
Any questions? Which one are you talking about?
The Law 2000, the annual training. I know there's some people, and I know Mario just talked about having an issue with his password. If anybody else has any other issues, let me know. I do have some step-by-step instructions on how to do that and an email address you can email them directly to as well, to help get that taken care of for you. So if you need that, let me know. Don't hesitate to ask. Okay. I'm here to help you. So let me know if you need that.
TradeCorp, I'm going to let you know this much because I had some problems with it. TradeCorp could help me get back on the system, but they could not help me find Law 2000. I had to call a state number because the state's responsible for the content.
Right.
TradeCorp is responsible for running the system. So it's two different entities. It's kind of like IOC and PRC. And so they were able to help me get to that course.
Yeah, you know, TradeCorp is not very intuitive, and it's a little clumsy sometimes, so I apologize about that. So especially if you haven't been on it a year, then you have to do a hard reset on your password. And, you know, if you don't use it something in a year, you forget how to use it or what the tricks and getting around it. So it's a little cumbersome, so apologize about that. But,
all right,
you know, it's the environment we live in, so we got to learn how to survive in it. So, I think that's about it for me as far as updates go. You know, we had our open meeting law training last week. I believe Michelle was going to post the presentation in your Google file or Google folder for you guys to refer to if you need to. So if you need that, let me know. She's going to post that, so it'd be easy for her to pull for you to pull it off the drive. So. Any
that
questions?
That is not a required training, correct?
It is not a required training, no. But
three of us showed up from the district.
Yes, if especially if you're a chair or vice chair, it's definitely worth your time to sit through that hour long talk to kind of understand the statutes. We don't expect you to be a legalese. Attorney, but you need to understand the ins and outs of the open meeting law. It can get a little tricky sometimes. So, but you know, it is not required, but preferred that you do attend if you can. But if
yeah,
you can't,
like it was so
you
tricky that the attorney general's office lawyer couldn't answer some of the questions.
Well. I think she could have, but I think it boiled down to not being familiar with the IOCs as much as the other committees or councils that she's in charge of. So the IOCs are a little bit different, and she didn't want to speculate. So I do have a call with her to go back over some of the questions that were asked to try to get a little bit more clarity on that for you. So, Keith, if you have a question, I know you had a couple questions, but if you want me to go back and ask her anything, let me know, and I could do that for you.
No, that's all right. Joseph.
Okay. I was just going to make a comment regarding the TradeCorp. Something a lot of our staff have learned is always to make sure that you uncheck the hide completed button. That will often, because if you've already taken a course, it will not show up on your when you search for courses if I completed is checked. Kind of a
yeah.
Yep, that's one of the little tricks I learned.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks,
I was just wondering, is there a list of the mandatory training for IOC South members?
From an ADOA standpoint, the only thing that from an ADOA angle is just the Law 2000 training, that the annual training that's due beginning of the year or close to your anniversary date. Yes, Keith?
You have to have two other trainings. One is the introductory training where you learn, you know, what an IOC is, and et cetera. Mm-hmm. The other one is a HIPAA training.
But do you have to have yearly? No.
No. I think with the other two things that Keith alluded to were DDD trainings that Michelle and them do. The only thing from ADOA is the Law 2000 training.
And that's a yearly training.
And that's the yearly training, yes.
Okay. All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Anybody in the IOC have any questions of Larry? Okay, I have one more question for you. Okay. Just for the rest of my IOC, I can Michelle can put it out. Let's put it that way. Yeah, I'm being mean. when is the next time that they're going to present the open meeting law like they did.
You mean another open meeting law training?
Yeah, online.
Oh gosh, I don't know. It could be next year. Unless there's a demand for it, then I can make arrangements for the AG's office again to do another training probably this fall if the demand is there. So if the demand is there and more people want to take the training, absolutely, I can set up another training for the group.
Well, plus I was thinking with our turnover in IOC, you know, statewide, not just
right
here, but statewide.
Right.
That's something I think they should, in my opinion, I'm going to offer my opinion, that's something they should offer quarterly. Plus the people that couldn't make it because of their job, you know.
Yeah. Stuff like that. Right. Well, I don't know. We'll take that into consideration. That, you know, it just depends on the AG schedule. Pushing it quarterly might be a little much, but we could probably do it twice a year. We can certainly take a look at it, and we'll adjust to the demand. If demand is there quarterly, we'll do it quarterly, but I don't want to waste everybody's time and then have two people show up for a quarterly meeting. That's just not productive for anybody. So, but we can certainly take a look at it. And like I said, if the demand is there, we can do it.
Okay. Michelle, you wanted to say something?
Just when we do the onboarding training one-on-one with new IOC members, there is a section of that training where we do go over open meeting law, what to expect during the meeting, mm-hmm. what those rules are, and even open meeting law in detail to member conflict of interest, as well as, you know, kind of email electronic ways that you can also break that open meeting law. As for training, there isn't a TRACOR training on, and it's a computer-based training. If anybody ever wants a refresher, just reach out to me and I can provide that information for the TRACOR training if you have any trouble with searching for it, because there is an open meeting law training on TRACOR as well.
Yeah, thank you, Michelle. There is.
Yeah. Okay, I haven't seen that one online. There is also another one from TRACOR that might help, and that's the office security and safety, seeing how we're working for home. It's something you guys have to take like once a year, I believe, Michelle. Security, safety, or whatever. And it's, you know, what you do on your computer, what you don't do on your computer, stuff like that. Anyway. They have that one there. I found that one very helpful.
Talks about phishing and different type of cyber attacks that anybody can encounter. It is a very good course. And yes, you're correct. We are required to take that annually working for the state.
Okay. We are not as IOC, but the state is. Okay. Is that all you had, Larry?
That's it.
Okay. Anything from the health plans? Gosh, I'm trying to think we got here.
I don't have anything, Keith, Wendy with Mercy Care, but if anybody has a question that I can take back to Mercy Care, I'm happy to do it.
Thanks, Wendy. And same thing here for United Healthcare. No updates, but happy to take anything back. I know, Wendy. Well, you got in front of me. Fine with me.
Does anybody in the IOC have any questions about with the healthcare plans? Okay, hearing nothing, we'll move on. Updates from the DDD IOC liaison.
That would be me. Just to follow up from discussion earlier, I can verify that, yes, a copy of the open meeting law training that was held on the PowerPoint for that open meeting law training has been provided to the IOCs. It is in your individual district share drive, and it is under the resource folder. That's where you would access it in your shared drive. That's also where we have IOC recruitment materials. And when I get a copy of, if there's a digital copy available for the new recruitment material, I'll put that in there as well. And like we said earlier, Larry or I can both access and mail out any printed materials that you would like for recruitment as well, so that, you know, if you want to have that on hand to hand out, just let us know and we'll verify your address and get that to you. Additionally, I did put in the chat the information for TRACOR if you wanted to or needed to contact TRACOR yourself. The TRACOR help desk phone number is on there in the chat, and also the TRACOR email is there as well, the AZ Learning Center at azdoa.gov. And from what Larry has said, and Keith can probably attest to this, they're pretty quick in their response and getting back to you and helping you out with that.
Especially so with the email. Mm-hmm. The email took less than an hour.
Yep.
And they were back in touch.
And that's good to know, Keith. Thanks for that feedback on that. So that's good. Then we'll get right back to you. And then incident report data. Your incident report data for the month of February was 774 incident reports that were sent out to you in February. That was 48 open and 726 closed reports. And there was also a total in February of 128 questions sent to Quality Assurance, the district Quality Assurance team. They have been working hard on responses. We did get a whole set of questions responded to and sent out last week as well. Let me know if anybody has any problems with opening those emails or reading or getting access to the attachments. And you know, because I never know if there's going to be any technical issues, but if there is, I'd love to be able to help you out with that. And since there are a lot of questions, if you find that there's some systems or processes that you're just not clear about or you'd like to learn more on from the, you know, your perspective of what you're looking at in incident reports, that's something that we can support you with. We could get you a little presentation or get you the policy or information if there's just something that's, you know, not clear or you're seeing some system issues where you'd like some clarity on anything like that you see in incident reports. Just let us know. Anytime a committee member has a topic they want to talk about during a meeting, you're more than welcome to add that to the agenda. I run the final agenda through Keith and Mario for approval, but if there's something you want to add to that and you think about it during your meeting or sometime in between the next meeting, just either give me a call, you can send me a text, or send an email and I'll get that added and then get it approved through Keith and Mario for the next meeting. The other things I wanted to give you information on is the Developmental Disabilities Advisory Council has a public forum scheduled for Thursday, March 20th. That's from 6 to 7:30 p.m. The Developmental Disabilities Advisory Council would like to hear from individuals and families who receive supports and services from the Division of Developmental Disabilities. Some of the topics they would love to hear from the community on: do you have unanswered questions or input regarding the Division of Developmental Disabilities? Are supports and services meeting your needs? What is working for you? What is not working for you? What is your vision for supports in the future? I'll send an email that'll share the link to the webpage that provides you the meeting information if you're interested in attending. And also, I like to let you know about the public town hall. DED's next public town hall is being held on April 3rd. From 6 to 8 p.m. And that is the first Thursday of every month that DDD presents updates and announcements to the public through their town hall. So I'll follow up with that information for you in an email after this meeting.
And okay. That's pretty much. No, you forgot a big piece of information.
The statewide meeting?
No, for you. Your days and date, hours.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I don't know how I forgot that already. So last week, I made a change to my working schedule. So the committee members know I am working four 10-hour shifts. That's Monday through Thursday. I'm available from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. And I will not be working on Friday, so I'll be unavailable on those days.
And she also won't be sending out any IRs on a Friday.
Yeah, we try not to. If that for some reason there happens to be one sent here or there, it's because we're definitely going to maintain our compliance of sending those within 3 days of closure. But we try not to send those out on Fridays. Morgan is still here for that compliance piece if that would happen, but most of the time we try to keep that free and clear.
Okay, just thought I'd let you tell everybody.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for the reminder.
Okay. Morgan, anything from you?
Michelle handled all of our updates.
Just wanted to make sure. Give you a shot.
Thanks.
Okay. Is there anybody from the public here who wishes to make a comment? I didn't see anybody, but that doesn't mean there wasn't. I never assume. Okay. Consideration and discussion and possible action. If we want to go into executive session, nothing was brought up ahead of time about executive session. Does anybody feel, any of the IOCs feel a burning necessity to go into an executive session?
No, not me.
Rachel?
No, thank you.
Mariel?
No, thank you.
Leslie?
No, thank you.
Neither do I. Okay. Before we do the last thing that's on the agenda, Larry, one more thing that I'd like you to make clear for future agendas. If we go into, Larry, you still there?
Yeah.
Yes, okay. Sorry, but I just want to make 100% clear and to everybody here. If we go into an executive session, when we finish an executive session, we have to come out and then rejoin the public meeting before we can adjourn.
Correct.
And that is a change.
Yeah, that was changed a couple of years ago. Or a year and a half ago. I forget the exact timing on that, but it's been a while. But yes, any and all discussions in executive session stay there. It's a confidential conversations between the committee. Any voting needs to be done outside of that. So you have to adjourn the executive session and then go back to the public session. So if you want to go into executive session, you have to have two Google links. So it's a little cumbersome. Google does not allow us to record, because you have to record the executive session. And the breakout, if you go into a breakout room in Google Meet, it does not record that breakout room session. So you have to have another separate recording, yeah. So it's a little tricky, but it's doable. We got it down pretty well now. So
Okay. I just wanted everybody to understand because today, because we are not going into executive session, I need a motion to adjourn. Member of the IOC.
I motion to adjourn this meeting.
I motion to adjourn this meeting or second it.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. Any discussion between the IOC? Done here.
No.
Okay. All in favor of adjourning? Aye.
I'm in favor.
Aye.
Okay, then this meeting is now adjourned at 1:55 p.m. on the 10th of March. Our next meeting will be April
14th.
14th, okay. I'm sorry, I didn't write that down. There goes, see, Larry, he's making notes. Keith didn't get that right, yeah. Thank you all for coming, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your month and have a very, very, very good day today. Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye, everybody.
Yeah.
Bye. Bye.
Michelle, before you leave, what was the grant?